If you enjoy the harrowing of Minerva Damson and want to join the Order of Joan in their fight against the monsters stalking the trenches, there are several ways you can support the war effort. Find us on Patreon and enlist, or donate to the Order on Acast. You can also connect with Order headquarters via Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Links can be found in our bio. The Harrowing of Minerva Damson is a horror podcast and contains descriptions of war that some may find graphic or disturbing. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, on to the next one. This one's labeled Artois 1915, followed by a Roman numeral 2, and it's, well, it's not a debriefing actually, but a report. How odd. And it was given by Delilah A. No surname or rank. That's a funny coincidence. Report begins, arrived in Nord-Pas-de-Calais region shortly before engagement began on September 20th, 1915. The attack commenced on the 26th and lasted until the 28th. The use of magic was widespread, but on the second day, the instrument once again picked up the same distinct signature observed June 9th at the Lorette Spur during the previous Battle of Artois. I began searching for the source, but conditions were such that the chaos of battle and my own immediate duties as a nurse impeded my ability to pinpoint it. However, when things started to slow down at nightfall, I heard the other nurses speaking of a stretcher-bearer team and a nurse they did not recognize assisting their efforts. In one instance, the nurse stopped a team of our stretcher-bearers and insisted that hers take over while they moved on to the next man. Later, our nurses could not locate the injured man or the nurse in her team. Separate reports were of an additional, unaccounted-for Red Cross vehicle that had disappeared by day's end. There is an ill feeling about all of this. Request additional personnel to aid in the discovery of this signature's source. And here at the bottom is written, request denied. Report ends. This will go into the miscellaneous stack for now, but it has a Roman numeral 2 after it, suggesting at least one more like it. This may necessitate the formation of another category. Alright, next one is, let's see. This looks like a missive? It's a typed page with Rotterdam headquarters letterhead on it, followed by package received in Rotterdam on October 21st at 3:18 a.m. Courier debriefed. Package interception by an Austrian sorcerer known as the Fellstringer, according to our intelligence, was attempted, allegedly under orders from the Kaiser. The document recovered from the sorcerer's body must be examined thoroughly for authenticity before any further action can be considered. Orders from the Kaiser to intercept an order package? Surely not. If that were so, that would have changed, well, everything, wouldn't it have? If the Order knew the Empire was hunting their own, that would have changed the entire balance of the war. The Empire's knights would have revolted if they knew their sisters were being hunted and that the 1914 Valencia Agreement was being violated. I mean, it just... Wouldn't you know, I think there's something... Well, something else. Odd about this one. The spacing of the type is rather wide. I wonder... It's as I thought. There was a second message hidden between the letters of the first. I won't bore you with the details on how I revealed it, except that it took me nearly the whole day, a lot of optical oil, and nearly 24 unveiling techniques, but I did it. It says, package 151014.F4, containing the second half of artifact H241, will be sent to the Emin outpost to be reunited with B-241 and given to Delilah V for her next mission, which will begin immediately upon delivery and the artifact's reassemblage. Signed, Sister Shear Holland. Another Delilah? Two was a coincidence, but three is something else entirely. And Sister Shear? I've never heard of that rank. What on earth is in this box? Oh, good Lord, I have such a splitting headache from trying to crack this mess. What hour is it anyway? But I thought it was only... Oh, shoot!
The Harrowing of Minerva Damson and its related stories are written, narrated, and produced by Jessica Linkhart, and features additional voice work by Miranda Lewis, Claire Miller, and Jamie Sykes. Art assets done in collaboration with Mitch Lewis. Thank you for listening. Our tale will continue next week.